Orioles are back at it tomorrow as they start a series with the Rangers. The Ravens are on the practice field Sunday as training camp begins. And joining us to talk about it, Jeff Rebeck covers the Ravens for The Athletic. And Jeff, thanks as always for joining us. Can you believe it's already here, football season?
No. I mean, this offseason seemed to go quicker than most. And, you know, obviously, I think they're reporting early. It feels like practice is starting a good 5-6 days earlier than last year. I don't remember the exact date. But, yeah, I mean, I just kind of remember watching fireworks. It seemed like only a couple of days ago. And then now we'll be out there sweating. Well, some of us will. Ken, we'll see about you.
But, yes, I'll sweat.
We'll be out there sweating, watching some football in a very short period of time.
Harbs is a guy who generally seems to frown upon sort of deadlines or putting, you know, number of days, or he doesn't usually seem to want to delve into those waters. So when he kind of threw out there that we think we could have the offensive line sorted out in the first 2 weeks of camp, do you think that was just sort of him just, you know, saying it to say it, or do you think that's realistic?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you said that, because I agree. I was surprised. Because I've asked that question so many times over the years,
yeah.
And usually the answer is, we'll know when you know.
Right,
we're not
right.
going to rush it. We're going to let all these guys compete. And that was a pretty strong answer. If he thinks there's a decent shot they know who their offensive line is before the preseason even starts, and they start being able to evaluate game reps from these games, then that pretty much tells you that they know who they want to start.
Right.
They know who they want to, you know, so it did surprise me a little bit on that end. I think, you know, if Andrew Voorhees isn't starter at the left guard, it's going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly the guy they want to do it. They think he's one of the most physical guys they have already. He kind of remade his body last year. It's a rookie, essentially. But if you look at it, he was in every meeting last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the practice field throughout the year. So I don't think they looked at it as a strict rookie situation. And then at right tackle, they drafted Roger Rosengarten to be the starting right tackle. I mean, that seems pretty clear. And he's going to really have to show a lack of progress not to win that job. So I think those two spots they have a pretty good sense of. It's a third spot at right guard. I wouldn't even know who to label the favorite.
Right.
You know, if you asked me a couple months ago, I would have said probably Ben Cleveland. We're not at liberty to discuss reps where in the various camps, but I feel comfortable saying there was no indication based on what we're watching that he's the leader in the clubhouse. So, and then you go Falele or, you know, and I think the situation is they want one of those guys to win the job. And if they don't, they know, you know, Josh Jones could probably be serviceable there. And if they have to play the veteran there for a handful of games that while the younger guys continue to develop, they could get away with that. So, I think I've been writing three spots available.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, I think it's
one.
Probably, in their mind, it's more like one.
Yeah.
We're talking to Jeff Srebeck. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. The big free agent move they made was Derrick Henry. We all know the story. They tried to get him at the deadline a year ago. They didn't. So they've had a Henry fetish for a while. Bones out, but I'll speak for him. Him and I are more optimistic about his impact on this team. Jason's concerned about the wear and tear, 30-year-old running back. Where are you on the impact Henry's going to have?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, I think I'm probably somewhere in between you, both you guys. I think he's going to be a productive running back, and I think they're going to be pretty pleased what they get from him in terms of what they're going to ask him to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to ask him to shoulder the burden that he shouldered in Tennessee. I don't think that's in the cards, and they shouldn't, let's face it.
Yeah.
At the stage of his career and what they've done elsewhere and where Lamar Jackson's at, I don't think they need Derrick Henry to be dominating Tennessee Derrick Henry. I think he could be plenty productive, getting fewer carries and just what he's going to mean from being out on the field. But that's not to say I don't think there are questions. You know, it'll be interesting to see. I think it's one of the more interesting stories. Like, what do they do? What kind of play designs do they have him involved in? Are they going to say, you know, look, you're going to need to run out of the shotgun? He's going to have to do some of that. Some of the things he didn't do in Tennessee, he's going to have to do some of that. But I'm all in on Derrick Henry, the professional. Mm-hmm. I'm all in on him as the person. I think it's going to be a great fit from that standpoint. I think he's going to bring toughness, physicality, professionalism, all that. So I think he's going to have a pretty nice impact that may not be fully sort of measured in the kind of stats he puts up by the end of the year.
Well, to that end, Jeff, could it be that just his presence and his, because they're keeping him on a pitch count and there's the threat that, you know, he is still vibrant, that they might not even run the ball, right, as much, as well yards per carry-wise as they did a year ago. But his presence and the way teams have to defend them and getting maybe that defender sneaking into the box a little more helps them become such a better team throwing out a 12 and 13 personnel that the gains they make in passing efficiency outweigh maybe even if they do lose a little bit, even at yards per carry, because again, they've been running the ball at a pretty ridiculous clip for a long time. Like, that ain't exactly been a problem.
Yeah, no, I agree with you totally. I do think, in a sense, they, with Dave Lamar Jackson under center, they're going to be able to run the ball. I mean, we've seen that with you know, those Latavius Murray and Devonta Freeman. We've seen Gus Edwards do what he did. We've seen Justice Hill get chunks. So they're going to be able to run the ball. But, yeah, I think it's what else it does. How much he, you know, the defense is going to have to honor his presence back there. And if they're going to go a light box, I think the Ravens will be, or if people are going to go small on them, which we've seen in the past, I think the Ravens will be plenty content. Just say, okay, here's a heavy dose of Derrick Henry. So, yeah, I think it's going to, in that sense, even if he's not the same productive guy, I think he's plenty of productive enough to take advantage of some of the looks that they may get, and he's going to be enough to force defenses to honor what he can do. And, you know, let's face it. I mean, J.K. Dobbins has had his moments, you know, when he was healthy. It just wasn't often enough. Otherwise, they just haven't had a guy in a while that I think scares defenses from a running perspective beyond the quarterback.
Jeff, we'll finish with this. How concerned are you about unlocking Likely and Andrews together? Because that's one thing we haven't seen. And I feel like that's job one for Monken this year. We, even Roman, when Andrews was out a year before, Likely looked good without Andrews. But when they're together, we don't see him.
I don't know. I think from a must standpoint and from a okay, this needs to be a focus this offseason standpoint, I think that's got to be high on the list for Todd Monken. Concern, I wouldn't say I'm there yet, only because I think in the last half season last year, I think Isaiah Likely found another level. And I don't think we've seen a confident Isaiah Likely with a healthy Mark Andrews yet. We just haven't seen it. And I think that's going to be the case this year. So I think that Lamar Jackson has a whole lot more faith than Isaiah Likely after what happened last year when Andrews was down. I think the coaching staff have more faith in him. So I think he's emerged now. I don't think I don't think there's any question what they have in him. So yeah, I 100% expect that to be a focus this offseason. And then, you know, Jason brought up 12 personnel. Yeah. You know, I don't know how much we'll see that'll give stuff away this offseason.
Right.
You know, like, how much are they going to show us? You know how that is. They're not going to want to give teams a head start for scouting for them. But when it comes down to week one, I think that's going to be one of the key questions. How much are Likely on the field at the same time? And I think they can be plenty. It is something they're going to need to figure out.
Most importantly, is the tan ready for training camp? Because unlike me, you like the sun. Are you ready for the daily stand outside? Is the base ready?
Yeah. Oh, it's tremendous right now, Ken. I'm feeling really good about that. I'm going to make sure I'm well stocked in the SPF 15 suntan lotion to kind of accentuate that. As I always say, if you're going to work, you might as well get a tan while you're doing it.
There you go.
Yeah, well, my skin doesn't allow it, but that's just me. Jeff Zeribek covers
Thank
the Ravens
you.
For The Athletic. Jeff, always great, man. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Look forward to seeing you in the coming days.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Jeff Zeribek always does a great job covering the Ravens. Coming up next, I put together some potential trades with teams. Jason, you will hypothetically B, I guess you'll be Michael Elias in these in situations.
I might call in Beltway Ben to be my Sigma Del.
Okay, and you'll decide whether or not you. I have multiple hypothetical trades here.
Okay,
and you, we'll see if you would make these deals.
Let's
go. That's next here on the Fan.